Chapter 1 Flying Saucers. One of the meanings of the word extra is beyond. Terrestrial is from the Latin word for earth. Put them together, extraterrestrial, and you have beyond earth. Extraterrestrial life might be found within our solar system, beyond it in our Milky Way galaxy, or even farther out in the universe. According to polls, half the people on Earth believe that intelligent, non-human beings exist somewhere out there. Thousands say they have spotted alien spacecraft hovering in our skies. Others say they have actually seen extraterrestrial beings, or even been kidnapped by them and taken into their spaceships. These alien ships are called UFOs, or unidentified flying objects. One of the first reported UFO incidents happened on June 24, 1947, when a pilot named Kenneth Arnold flew his private airplane from Washington State to his home in Boise, Idaho. During the flight, just before 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Mr. Arnold saw 9 mysterious crescent-shaped objects traveling incredibly fast near the Cascade Mountain Range. He said they moved like a saucer would if you skipped it over water. When Arnold landed in Pendleton, Oregon, to refuel his plane, he told his story to the editor of the local newspaper who published it. Mr. Arnold didn't say the mysterious objects looked like saucers. He said they moved like saucers. But his story was picked up by a number of newspapers, and within a month, the term flying saucers had found its way into people's vocabularies. Soon, flying saucers supposedly were being seen everywhere, not just in the United States, but all over the world. People were sure these flying saucers had come from outer space, brought here by extraterrestrials who were spying on us or who wanted something we Earthlings had that the aliens didn't possess on their own planets. It all started because Kenneth Arnold used the words, "moved like a saucer would if you skipped it over water." What did Kenneth Arnold actually see? Possibilities range from a flock of geese, to airplane lights, to a meteor shower, plus a lot of other guesses. The U.S. Air Force investigated and reported that it might have been a mirage, or that he may have seen lenticular clouds, which are formed when strong winds blow over high mountains. Lenticular clouds are often saucer-shaped. Scientists tried to explain that lots of natural phenomena appear in our skies, and some could be mistaken for flying saucers. There are Leonid smoke rings, which are sometimes visible after a meteor shower, and there are Venus pillars, shafts of light that jut out from the top and bottom of Venus, a planet easy to spot. In recent years, added to the tricks nature can play, are our own satellites and space debris. When space hardware drops out of orbit to crash toward Earth, it usually breaks into chunks that can glow from the sun's reflection or from the heat of reentry and can leave contrails like in airplanes. To someone on the ground or in an airplane, these glowing fragments might look like a whole fleet of alien invaders. In 1947, just weeks after the Arnold sighting, a UFO allegedly crashed north of Roswell, New Mexico. Several Roswell citizens reported hearing an explosion and then discovering debris scattered over surrounding fields. Officers at the nearby Roswell Army Air Base announced that what people thought was a UFO was nothing more than a weather balloon, and that so-called alien bodies were just crash dummies being tested in the balloon. Nevertheless, the Roswell incident, as it became known, convinced even more